This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Subhanallah, yesterday I saw an old man. He looks, mashallah, religious, and he prays always in the front line. And I noticed that he was praying after Asr. Then I went to him, I said, Sheikh, after Asr, it is a time where Salah is either makruh or prohibited. It is disliked to pray nafil after you pray Asr. He said to me that he is praying qaza. I said, what do you mean? He said, 2 days ago, I didn't pray. And I'm praying this as a compensation, qaza. So why didn't you pray? He said, yeah, I was ill and there was some smoke and I don't know. He started to explain his medical problem. I said, so you didn't pray Fajr, Duhur, Asr, Maghrib and Isha? He said, no. And I was really shocked. He's a religious person. He's an old person. Somehow he understands that he is an excused. He has an excuse not to pray. Brothers and sisters, please, I know, again, we are facing these global problems, Gaza, but this is Salah, this is the right of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا حظ للإنسان إن ترك الصلاة. لا حظ للإنسان. There is no space for the person in Islam if he leaves Salah. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the criteria between us and the disbelievers is Salah. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was ill, he prayed in a sitting position. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, pray in a standing position. If you can't, then in a sitting position. If you are ill, there were reports, one of the companions, he was in jihad, and because he was going towards the enemies, he prayed while he was walking. Now, some scholars allow this or not. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the importance of salah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was stabbed, he lost consciousness. And then people didn't know whether he was dead or not. I think Ali ibn Abi Talib said, listen, he doesn't care about anything as he cares about salah. So let us call the adhan. Yeah, and let us see whether he is alive or not. So they started to say, As-salah ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, salah time, salah time. Then he woke up, subhanallah. I can go on and on talking about what? About As-salah. It is the second pillar of Al-Islam. If you leave it, you are not Muslim. So imagine a good person, practicing person, for whatever understanding, he did not pray for one whole day. I remembered a person who had depression. And he told me that he did not pray for 2 weeks. I said, what? For 2 weeks you didn't pray? He said, yeah, because of depression. I said, depression is not an excuse. People sometimes they feel that they are najis in the hospital. I remember a lady, she told me, she was asking me how to make up the days that she missed. I said, why did you miss those salawat, sister? She said, I was in the hospital. I said, so what? She said, I was not clean. Yeah, but you should pray. She said, even if I have najasa on my body. I said, even if you have najasa on your body, you must pray. So brothers and sisters, imams, please tell people about this. Educate people about this. If we don't educate them about this, wallahi, there is no khair. Allah will become angry at us. Allah Jalla wa Ala took the covenant from the people of knowledge to explain the matters of the deen to the people. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Sorry to become a little bit aggressive, but I was really shocked. I heard this number of times, and I want the community to take the matter seriously. There is no excuse for any person, even on his deathbed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his deathbed, he was saying, As-salah, as-salah, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. There is no excuse for the person to leave as-salah, whether he has najasa, whether he is ill, whether he cannot stand up, whether he cannot stop, he is driving. You have to pray as much as you can. May Allah Jalla wa Ala help us to understand our religion. Jazakumullah khairan.